Welcome, dear parents and children. Welcome all. Today, I will be telling you a story about ninth avatar of Lord Vishnu. His name was Gautam Buddha. He is also known as Mahatma Buddha. So, the title of today's story is Gautam Buddha, the ninth avatar of Lord Vishnu. So, here goes the story. In the beautiful kingdom named Kapilvastu, King Suddhodana and his queen Mahamaya used to stay. They were blessed with a beautiful son. They kept his name Siddhartha. As soon as Siddhartha was born, an astrologer predicted that the prince would grow up to become a sage and he would give up his kingdom as well as his family. His parents became worried and decided to keep him in the palace all the time. He was surrounded by luxury, happiness, and beautiful things. Prince was never allowed to step outside his palace. His parents got him married at a very young age to a beautiful princess whose name was Yashodhara. They did all this, dear children, hoping that this would keep the prince focused on his family and his kingdom. So what happened next, dear children? Are you eager to know what happened? Well, I am very, very eager to tell you what happened next. So here it goes. Siddhartha became a little older and he wanted more and more to see the outside world. So one day he went on his chariot to take a tour of the city. His father tried to stop him from leaving the palace, but Siddhartha went out. On the way, Siddhartha first came across a sick man who was crying in agony and pain. Siddhartha had never seen such a person. He asked his charioteer, "Who is this person?" Charioteer said, "He is a diseased person and that is why he is suffering." This set the prince thinking. Next, on the way, he saw an old man whose back was bent. He was weak and he was walking slowly with the support of a stick. Again, Siddhartha asked the question, "What kind of a person is this?" Upon being told that this is an old person and everyone has to become old one day, Siddhartha got troubled. His troubles and doubts increased manyfold when he saw a dead person on the way. People were carrying the dead person for cremation. Siddhartha's mind was filled with several questions. He felt miserable. Now, day and night he was surrounded by so many doubts and so many questions that he became restless. Siddhartha wanted to know about the path that one should take to feel free from the misery, pain, and fear of disease, old age, and death. So what happened, dear children, was that while he was going back to the palace, he met a sage who was sitting deep in meditation. His face had a calm and serene look. A peaceful look prevailed on his face. Looking at the sage, my dearies, Prince Siddhartha realized that in order to get to this state of calmness, he would have to give up on the luxury, family, and his kingdom. So, as predicted by the astrologer, at the age of 29 years, Siddhartha left the palace one night and wandered through many places until he reached a place called Bodh Gaya. After reaching Bodh Gaya, he sat down and, in order to find answers to his questions, he started meditating under a Bodhi tree. Now, after continuously meditating for 49 days, he was finally able to find answers to all his doubts within himself. And after all his doubts had been cleared, his mind became peaceful and calm. He became a wise and learned man. After this, people started calling him Gautam Buddha. My dearies, the meaning of Buddha is the wise one, the wise man who knows everything and whose brain and soul has been enlightened by knowledge. Hello, children. Are you all paying attention? Are you all listening? Let me check. So now, can you tell me the real name of Gautam Buddha? Think, children, you have to give me the answer. Otherwise, how will I know that you are paying attention? Well, yeah, I heard someone there said Siddhartha. Yes, very good. His name was Siddhartha. Now, let us see what happened after Prince Siddhartha became Gautam Buddha. Gautam Buddha got many followers and disciples. He, along with his disciples and students, went from one place to the other and taught people about love and compassion for fellow human beings as well as animals. And for parents also who are listening, let me tell you, Gautam Buddha taught everyone to be satisfied and happy with what they have in the life. He taught the importance of non-violence and peace, and he preached everyone about the importance of forgiveness. So, Gautam Buddha used to be dressed in saffron robes like a sage and used to get food as his offering from various people. So, dear children, in this avatar, Lord Vishnu taught the important values and lessons to humans in order to spread happiness, peace, and harmony on earth. Now, my dearies, this is the end of the story. And before we close this episode for today, let us offer a small prayer to Gautam Buddha. So you can fold your hands, you can close your eyes and repeat the prayer after me. If we are peaceful, if we are happy, we can smile and blossom like a flower. And everyone in our family, our entire society will benefit from our peace. So, dear children, let us offer one more prayer, a very small prayer, but a very, very powerful prayer to Gautam Buddha. And the prayer goes like, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. Now, my dearies, slowly open your eyes, bring a big smile on your face. How are you feeling? Well, I hope you all are feeling fresh and you all are feeling happy. So now, this brings us to the end of this episode of Story Nama. Bye for now. Fir milenge.